Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Coming up, a closer look at the ongoing crisis in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Then later, a video series explains how God is moving in the Muslim world. We'll give you the details on the links in just a few moments. But first, despite growing international pressure, the Democratic Republic of the Congo is standing firm on its decision not to have direct talks with the M23 rebel group, making major advances in the country's eastern region. Transworld Radio's Ejid Banyatwiaga says,
a rebel group has risen up against the central government, and since they feel that the government is not taking much care of them, so they have taken arms to fight the government. So far, they have taken two major cities in the eastern part of DRC, and it looks like they are progressing southward to take other cities.
At least 8,500 people have been killed since fighting escalated in January.
When there is a war in a country, there are victims. People are displaced from their homes, and in the course of fleeing, also people die. They die of hunger. They die of diseases. And families are separated.
Pray for wisdom for TWR staff as they develop radio programs and content for listeners in the DR Congo.
We really try to encourage them that even though they are going through those difficult times, God has not forsaken them. As they flee in crowds, there are children who are separated from their parents, and it's very difficult to reunite them.
Meanwhile, on Wednesday, Lebanon's new government won a vote of confidence from its parliament. The beleaguered nation has a new president and a new prime minister as of this year, and this has brought new hope after its years of economic crisis and devastating conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. Camille Melki of Heart for Lebanon.
All these are going to, in my thinking, going to move the country of Lebanon into a whole new era, an era of equality, an era of peace and tranquility. An era that's going to lead to more reforms.
Melki shares Lebanon's two greatest challenges within. Many of its next generation leaders have left the country, and there's divisiveness within Lebanon's diversity.
You want to serve the most vulnerable. You want to provide aid to those who need it. But then everybody looks at you. So why are you caring for the Syrians? Why are you extending help for the Shia population from the south?
But the good news is that the Lebanese church has not turned inward. Instead, it's actively serving and sharing the gospel unconditionally.
So I would like the listeners to remember the church's active pray for the church, that it stays involved, stay above par, stay away from all this divisiveness that we talk about.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And finally, at a time when some feel Christianity is under attack, Josh with Uncharted Ministries is seeing Christ move in powerful ways in the Muslim world.
Muslims are coming to faith in Christ all over the globe, and many of them are seeking. They want to know more.
I Found the Truth is a video ministry series with Uncharted that started in 2018. In it, former Muslims shared their testimonies of how Jesus changed their lives. According to Josh, when they first launched the series, they didn't get that many views. Now, they've had over 800,000 new YouTube subscribers since December 1st. They're currently on their sixth season. Josh says they're seeing more and more people
looking at the videos, digesting them, sharing them, debating in the comment section. Our hope and intention was to get these testimonies out to Muslims around the world that are seeking to know more about Jesus. We also wanted it to be a safe place for Muslims to come and ask questions freely and to learn about him.
Those who want to stay up to date on I Found the Truth can sign up for the newsletter. Their videos can also be found on their YouTube channel, and we'll connect you in the full story at our website. For now, join in praying with the team
that this year we see even more Muslims come to faith in Christ. We're praying that these videos would get out there to folks that have been wandering and searching for years.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.